Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest. We are live on air today in the studio in Roswell, Georgia. I'm Patty DeCraney. My co-host and very good friend, Anne Marie Benline, is here. And, of course, our fabulous Annie Porter is our production manager.
Hello.
The theme of our fall pledge drive is Live in the Spirit. And in the next hour, we will be sharing some stories of the Holy Spirit working in and through us as related to AM 1160, The Quest, and also the Christ Child Society of Atlanta. We love the Christ Child Society, don't
we,
Anne Marie?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. This Christ Child Society of Atlanta was founded in June 2003, and that's what brought us together. And it's part of the National Christ Child Society, founded to serve underprivileged children.
It's been quite an adventure, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. When we allow the Spirit to live in us, we become Christ's hands and His feet and His voice. Over this past weekend, while at St. Brendan the Navigator Catholic Church in Georgia, I was speaking to the parish about AM 1160, The Quest, and I heard their prayer, their parish prayer, and it expresses perfectly what it means to live in the Spirit, and I wanted to share it with you. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, I give you my hands to do your work. I give you my feet to follow your path. I give you my eyes to see as you see. I give you my tongue to speak your words. Above all, I give you my heart. So in me, you can love your Father and all people. I give you my whole self so you can grow in me, till it is you, Christ, who live and work and pray in me. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Annie, can you give us an update on how the pledge drive is going? Kick us off for this hour.
Yeah, sure thing, Patty. So I want to give an update on our 12 o'clock hour because I promised I would at the 4 o'clock hour. So here we are. Unfortunately, Holy Spirit was just $380 shy of meeting their goal that hour. So that's very unfortunate, but we still want to say thank you to those last few donors who called in. So John S., Alan C., Mary S., Ken A., Kathy M., Kate H., Kurt O., Kevin S., and Cameron N., and Earl S. We want to say thank you so much since we didn't get to say thank you since you were on the line when we had to go off air. So thank you so much for giving a donation. That's just incredible. And, you know, we're trying to raise over these 3 days, we're trying to raise $125,000 this drive. And we were able to raise $20,000 yesterday. And I haven't looked to see where we're at today, but I know that we are still a ways off. So we need your help, you know? We need your help to continue this mission of saving souls and bringing souls closer to Christ. So give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. Your money is really going to help provide growth for The Quest, and it's going to keeping the lights on here at the station and at the tower site. We only have one part-time position that's actually paid here, and everybody else is basically full-time volunteers, and it's incredible. Mm-hmm. It is really an incredible place in how we are able to pull off a radio station with volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
exactly.
A powerful thing.
Fabulous.
But you know what? It's because of your donations, and it's not possible without you. So please pick up that phone and dial 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. And I know for this hour, we have a goal to reach 12 gifts. So we want to get 12 gifts mm-hmm. of any amount. We'd love to see some monthly donors in there because monthly donors are really a backbone for us of this, the radio station. So please give us a call.
Thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Annie.
12 gifts for the 12 apostles. We can do this.
We can.
Yes,
we can.
In this hour. You know, when we open ourselves to the Holy Spirit, right, even just a tiny bit, He gets to work in us right away to produce in us Christ-like character, helping us, prompting us, guiding us, strengthening us. Anne Marie was president of the Christ Child Society of Atlanta right before I was in 2012. And she's currently the treasurer I'm not sure you ever got off the board.
I did for a while.
Okay.
And then they needed the treasurer. They needed someone to be the treasurer, and I like taking care of the money. So.
Oh, you're awesome. You're awesome. You know, would you just let us know what prompted you to even get involved in the Christ Child Society to begin with?
Yeah. So Christ Child, as you said, our Atlanta chapter was founded in 2003, and I became involved in 2005 when my family returned to Atlanta. And our dear friend and one of the founding members, Patty Ann Hutt, invited me to a layette assembly that was happening in the social hall at St. Jude. So I met some new friends. I think I met you that day, Patty.
Yes, we did.
And I ran into some acquaintances from our earlier years in Atlanta. So looking back, I know that I was being led by the Holy Spirit. We had returned to Atlanta really on a whim, and we were living temporarily in an apartment, and mm-hmm. I had no idea how and where I was supposed to get involved. So I'm a person that sews, love the needle and thread, mm-hmm. and found out that our layettes for Christ Child have quilts in them, and we make the quilts. They're little what do you call them, Patty? For tummy time.
Yes, for tummy time.
So I started sewing quilts, and mm-hmm. so really I felt like the Holy Spirit just dropped the Christ Child into my lap, really, so to speak.
And Anne Marie, during this whole COVID virus, you were also sewing like a maniac for making masks, for Grady's NICU, which
masks.
Is one of our outreaches mm-hmm. with Christ Child.
I made masks for Grady, and I did about 30 quilts too back in March and April.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. But then, I've been making the quilts, and then I started rocking babies in the Grady NICU, again, with mm-hmm. you.
Yes,
and
love that.
So I know that the Holy Spirit was working through my friends, Patty and Pat. After that, I joined the board as the membership chair, and I stayed in that position until I was asked to consider becoming president. And that's a role that I assumed right before you did, Patty. So I was president in 2010, 2011. I don't consider myself a natural leader. I'm really happier being a worker bee. So I had to pray on that request to be the president for a while. But with the Holy Spirit's guidance, I knew it was something that I had to do. I knew that my skill set was what the organization needed at that time, back in 2010. So I took it on.
And I needed your skill set when I took it on because you were still there with me.
I was still there. Well, I needed you too. You're an inspiration to me.
Yeah, so. we have different skill sets. We all do, different gifts, you know, gifts from the Holy Spirit. And, you know, Christ Child does a wonderful job of overlapping, you know, board members so that we're there together and we're able to help each other.
Yes. It doesn't roll over everybody at once.
Right. So. Right. Which makes it less burdensome.
It does.
To be
it
in
does.
That kind of a role, which can be difficult at times. Yeah. We were right. His hands and his feet.
Absolutely.
Right. Sewing, rocking babies. And, you know, this organization is beautiful. And serving God. Would you tell us how this organization came about? This organization, which clearly exemplifies living in the Spirit, how did it begin? But before you tell us that, I just want to remind you, all you listeners, twice a year we come to you in the form of these pledge drives to get help that we need to run this station. Please call us at 470-508-1160, or go online at thequestatlanta.com to donate. This pledge drive is titled Living in the Spirit, and we need your help to stay on the air. Thank you for anything that you can do for us. So tell us, Anne-Marie, how did Christ Child Society, the National Christ Child Society began?
National Christ Child Society is an organization with over 5,500 members in 45 chapters across the United States. Here in Atlanta, we were chapter number 42. Mm-hmm. So we are really one of the newer chapters. All chapters share in the mission of helping children in need in their own communities. Mm-hmm. So okay. It's all local for each chapter. Christ Child Society is the second oldest Catholic service organization, following only St. Vincent de Paul.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. Wow. for a while. This,
yeah.
How interesting is that?
And mm-hmm. as we were preparing for this, I decided to look up St. Vincent de Paul.
Yes.
To see when it did start. And it started in 1833 in Paris, France. So really, National Christ Child Society is the oldest Catholic service organization started in our country. How about
that? How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? We are a part of it.
Yeah, ongoing. I didn't know. I knew it was old, but I didn't know it was
that old.
Yeah.
We've been around a long time.
Yep.
So the first chapter was founded in 1887 in Washington, D.C. by Mary Virginia Merrick. Miss Mary, as we all fondly remember her, was born into a prominent family in D.C. and grew up watching her mother serve the poor. Mm-hmm. So from a young age, she was really dedicated to this mission of helping the underserved. And she said, "When I read, 'She wrapped him in swaddling clothes,' I longed to do the same. And he himself taught me that I might still do so in the person of his poor. And a great desire was born within me to go out and find the poor, that I might find him."
Oh my. Mary Virginia Merrick said, "He himself taught me." So who is she talking about?
She's obviously talking about Christ in
Christ
the Holy Spirit.
In the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So when she was in 1884, she was 16. She learned of a family that was in extreme poverty with a baby due. So she persuaded her sisters and friends to make a layette for the baby in need, to make items that the baby might need. And this was the beginning of Mary forming the group to service the poor.
So she persuaded her sisters.
Yes, she did.
Probably at the kitchen table while maybe having a bowl of oatmeal. There's always food.
There's always food involved, right?
And then she went out to grab. They went out to grab their friends. Okay, and Christ Child Society is all about that, right?
It is. Eating, we share food a lot.
We share food. When wine. That's right. And I don't know if we've ever shared oatmeal, but you know, that's beautiful. And would you just explain to the audience what a layette is?
Yes. Yeah, so a layette is a collection of clothing and accessories for a newborn child. And all of the society chapters assemble layettes, these baby bundles, and they're distributed to thousands of new mothers each year. So every chapter has a different layette, but our chapter has the quilt that I mentioned, it's a tummy time quilt. And then everything else that's in the layette is wrapped in that quilt. And it includes onesies and socks and diapers and receiving blankets. And we have hats that are crocheted by our members. And we even have a non-member who crochets baby hats for us. And
awesome.
We include a little book, first words book, and some other informational pamphlets. And so they're given to the moms mm-hmm. to help their newborns have a better start in life.
Beautiful.
They're beautiful. I love putting layettes together, and layette assemblies are one of my favorite events.
That's where we have coffee and pastry, right?
And put them all together.
Eat and have coffee and pastry.
and serve the children.
And serve the children. That's right.
So that was the beginnings of the chapter in Washington. So over the years, Mary's efforts grew and her friends started moving to outlying areas. And by 1908, there were seven chapters of the society, operating in cities around the country. And in 1916, the National Christ Child Society was established with Mary Virginia Merrick as president. And she remained the president of both the D.C. chapter and the National Christ Child Society until
1948. So she was really a remarkable woman, just really, really inspirational.
It takes a remarkable woman, right? Or man or two to start an organization. And it takes you listeners to help us keep it going. Keep the 1160 AM, the quest going, staying on air with your prayers, your time. And if you feel so moved, your donations. Please give us a call at 470-508-1160 to donate. Please call 470-508-1160. Casey Long and Anne-Marie Newman started the Atlanta chapter of the Christ Child Society. I was prompted to become a founding member in 2004. I liked the idea of several different ways to serve within the same organization, with the same people. We talked about growing old together.
We did.
At the time, I was volunteering all over the place at my kids' schools, coaching their sports, etc., and I was so crazy busy. I know so many of you listeners out there can definitely relate with that. The Holy Spirit wanted me to slow it down and to change it up. Carol Tearsmith started AM 1160, The Quest, in 2018. And again, I was prompted to become a founding member. There is a pattern there. Beautiful women of faith were in my life. Remarkable, beautiful women of faith were in my life.
You are one of those remarkable women. Oh, you know that, right?
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Thank you. You know, I think all these people, including you, Anne-Marie, you know, just help lead me, help the Holy Spirit in leading me. Because when I was growing up as a Catholic, I was sacramentalized, meaning I received the Catholic sacraments, baptism, Holy Communion, confirmation. This is what my parents did. You know, they gave these gifts to me. Check, check, check. I was married in the Catholic Church, but I was not evangelized. I feel like I knew very little about the Bible. We didn't have Bible studies when I was younger. No Catholic Bible studies. And I felt like I didn't know very much about our Catholic faith. The Holy Spirit was calling me first to learn through listening to The Quest. This was the first time I ever listened to Catholic radio. I'd never listened before, and I know it's been around.
Yeah, it's been around.
For a while, EWTN. I was being evangelized and learning, and now here I am helping to evangelize. The Christ Child Society of Atlanta needs more members to enable them to do more good work with the children in need, God's hands and feet here on earth.
The more members, the more children we can help.
Yes, exactly. And we're also called to be His voice to evangelize. And AM 1160 needs to reach more listeners to further spread the word. Mark 16:15. Jesus told us to go out to all the world and to tell the good news. If you're just tuning in, we are on AM 1160, The Quest, Live in the Spirit, Fall Pledge Drive. Our radio station can reach over 3 million households in the Atlanta area, but our reach is unlimited through online at thequestatlanta.com. We are 100% listener supported, and thanks to your generosity, we are now 2 years old and growing. The number to call us today is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Our mission is simple and powerful: to invite, inform, and inspire listeners to embrace their journey of faith through the beauty of the Catholic Church. Annie, can you tell our listeners how to download and use our Easy app?
Yeah, so with a Google Android phone or an Apple phone, you can get our app. And so you go to the Google Play Store or to the Apple Store, and you're going to search for Quest Atlanta, and it's going to pop up. It's a red icon with our white Q, and you're just going to click download, and it'll download for you. And then when you get into that app, you can hear shows, our national shows, our local shows, like Heaven's Light with Father Jim Blunt or Shelter in Peace. If you go to Programs on Demand, you can listen anytime. It's great. We also have ways for you to see some Catholic headlines in there from different Catholic news sources. We have our schedule in there as well. We've made it really easy for you to donate during this pledge drive, because when you open the app, that's the first thing you're going to see is our pledge drive banner. So all you have to do is click it, and you can make that donation. And Exciting news. I've just been informed we have a $1,000 match this hour.
Oh, so, yay.
If you've been waiting, now is the time to call and make that pledge so your money is doubled. So give us a call, 470-508 or 1160, or, you know, go into the app that you just downloaded and click that donate button. But the app's awesome. You can listen live in there. You can see our Twitter feed as well. There's just so many different things. We're always adding something to it. You can play the Divine Mercy Chaplet on demand now, or the Chaplet of St. Michael the Archangel. So there's some really awesome features in the app, and it's my favorite way to listen now. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Annie.
Thank you, Annie. You make it sound so easy. Love that. Really. Let's talk a little bit more about Mary Virginia Merrick, you know, and her efforts, and how, I mean, she's still living today through the Christ Child Society, our chapter, and all the other chapters.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She was really a remarkable lady. What makes her even more remarkable were some of the limitations that she overcame as a young teenager. When she was a teenager, she suffered a fall mm-hmm. and severe injuries in that fall. And she was confined to a wheelchair or to her bed for the rest of her life. And I'm always inspired when I see the pictures on her of her.
Right.
She is in a recumbent position
right.
and in a wheelchair or her bed. And she could never sit upright without support. And I'm sure that she was... in a lot of pain,
she must have been paralyzed.
She had been, right.
Yeah.
So, but she refused to let her physical condition prevent her from working on behalf of the needy children. So she was an inspiration. And then there was even more tragedy would come into her life. And the Holy Spirit strengthens us for the task. So when Mary was 19, she lost both of her parents mm. within a short time.
Mm, so sad.
So sad. And so it left her to care for her six siblings. So despite those responsibilities and her pain and her physical limitations, she was fueled by her vision to seeing the Christ child in every child and to treat each one as the Christ child. I give you my eyes to see mm-hmm. as you see. Right.
Yes. Right.
So she gathered her friends and helped to meet the needs of children in the D.C. area. And she dedicated herself to expanding the society for the next 68 years until her death in 1955 at the age of 88.
Wow. Hers is quite an inspiring story that still resonates with many Christ Child members today. Over the years, Mary received, well, tell us, she received some accolades.
She received, yes. So she's, I won't say these all properly, right? She received the Laetare Medal, which is given by the University of Notre Dame to outstanding lay Catholics. She received the Pro Ecclesia et Pontifice Medal, which was founded by Pope Leo XIII in 1888. And that was in recognition of outstanding work for the church and the pontiff. But she was always humble, always humble. She used to say, do all things for God and do not look for appreciation. This rings true in our Christ Child Society motto, laborare est orare, which means to work is to pray. So in 2003, Mary Virginia Merrick was declared a servant of God. So the cause for her canonization is ongoing. Her papers are in Rome. So we are praying that she will ultimately be declared a saint. And we ask you, listeners, to pray for that too.
Yes.
To pray for that.
Yes. We ask for her intervention in your prayers because we need miracles, right, to move her forward towards sainthood. So if there's a child, especially a child that's in need, pray for the intervention of Mary Virginia Merrick and pray for a miracle. I know there's many listeners who are Christ Child members. I know that there may be. Perhaps from another state. Maybe you're listening here in Atlanta, and this is your first time listening to the Catholic radio. Consider a donation in honor of Mary Virginia Merrick. Please call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160 or go online at thequestatlanta.com to donate. Annie, can you share some of the ways our listeners can become part of the Quest family and some special giving opportunities during this pledge drive?
Yeah, Patty. So we have an opportunity for business owners. And if you're interested and you love the Quest and love Catholic radio and want to promote your business on the air, you can call us for a special promotion during the pledge drive. And that number to call is 470-508-1160. If you want to join the St. Gabriel Society, you just need to make a pledge of $20 or more per month. And a mass is said once a month in our chapel for the intentions of our monthly sustainers. And just before the shutdown, actually, Bishop Ned came and said a mass in our chapel for the St. Gabriel Society and our monthly donors' intentions. It was really a beautiful thing. You can also become a station guardian. Guardians are leadership givers who donate $100 per month. And these leadership givers are really the supporters and protectors of our mission. And by making that donation, you can make the Quest part of your Catholic legacy. And additionally, new station guardians who contribute $100 a month or more are going to receive a beautiful rosary that cannot be found anywhere else but on this pledge drive. These rosaries have been touched to a piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ. Mm. And that is just amazing. We only have 6 left. So if you've been waiting, you better get your phone and dial because we've got 6 left and you sure don't want to miss out. Mm. So 470-508-1160. And, you know, maybe you're an existing monthly donor already. Maybe you just have been waiting and waiting and you're finally... Maybe you're a little hesitant, but I'm telling you, it's time to assess and maybe see if you want to up that monthly donation a little bit. Because just because you're a donor already doesn't mean you can't reassess every year. That's what my husband and I actually do. We reassess every year. Yes, I'm here all the time, but we also are donor. You know, we donate
that's
too.
Right.
But monthly donors of $25 per month or more, like Dollar a Day Club or one-time gifts of $200 or more, and station guardians are also going to become a part of the Quest Coffee Club. So it's a new club for us.
Ooh, coffee.
Yeah. So we have these beautiful
probably
mugs.
Probably food, too.
Maybe if you have it at your house. But we're going to send you one of these beautiful mugs that has the Quest logo on it. And you know what? They're perfect for in the morning when you're having the coffee while you're listening to Father John Ricardo.
I love it.
Yeah. But we do have to run to a quick break. But while we're on that break, it's the perfect time to call and get your money matched since we have that $1,000 match this hour. So give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. And when we come back from break, we're going to learn more about the Christ Child Society. So stay tuned.
Thank you.
My name is Father Dan Ketter, a priest of the Archdiocese of Atlanta, and I want to share with you a favorite prayer of mine. This comes from St. Ignatius of Loyola. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and possess. Thou hast given all to me. To thee, O Lord, I return it. All is thine. Dispose of it wholly according to thy will. Give me thy love and thy grace, and this is sufficient for me.
A while back, I had a nice little chat with some Jehovah Witness ladies, and they tried to justify their claim to be Christian by saying the early Christians didn't believe Jesus was God. Is this true? Well, of course not. Let me share a few examples. Take John 1:1, where John describes Jesus as the Word and writes the Word was God. Now, in order to get around this, the JWs translate the phrase as the Word was a God. But this is based on a misunderstanding of Greek grammar. Consider also Colossians 2:9, where St. Paul writes, "For in him, that is Jesus, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily." In 1 Corinthians 8:6, Paul describes Jesus as the one through whom we exist. Isn't God the one ultimately responsible for the existence of things? So, contrary to what the JWs think, to be Christian, you must believe Jesus is God. I'm Carlo Broussard with A Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
The Quest presents A Daily Dose of Virtue with Jay Tremonti from Venture with Virtue.
What's the outcome you want for your life? What about your children? If our ultimate goal is heaven, then we need to form habits that help lead us there. Habits are essential because we become what we do, and virtue is just that, the habit of doing good. Do you know what the number one predictor of your child's spiritual life is? I'll give you a hint. It's your spiritual life. If we want our children to get to heaven, we have to set the example for them to follow. It starts with the habit of prayer. Prayer is the foundation for the virtues that lead to heaven. Prayer has the greatest impact when it's the first thing we do in the morning. When we start the day with prayer, it spills over and touches the rest of our day. And that is powerful.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do.
It's time to get your pledge in for our Live in the Spirit pledge drive. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on your donations to stay on the air. Tune in October 6th through 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. as local clergy and parishioners share inspiring stories of living in the Holy Spirit while raising much-needed funds. You can show your support now and even dedicate your donation to a specific host or guest. Visit thequestatlanta.com to see the pledge drive schedule and to donate. Or call 470-508-1160. Help others live in the Spirit through the Quest by calling 470-508-1160 today.
There are some saints and martyrs who were beheaded with a greater peace than I have when someone cuts me off on the freeway or my teenager's running late for school. If I find someone's driving me crazy, the problem isn't that person, it's me. Whenever someone disturbs your inner peace, your inner life is too disturbable. Jesus showed us in the way to Calvary that no one can take your hope, your joy, your peace, or even your love for them. No one can make you act or feel anything. When Jesus reigns in our hearts and minds, we don't hand over that kind of power to any human being. So if you're letting someone drive you crazy today, maybe God's telling you to build up the interior castle of your heart so that nothing disturbs you. But that comes from prayer. As St. Paul wrote from prison, do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Then the peace that surpasses understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
This is Jean Lyons from the Disabilities Ministry at St. Peter Chanel in Roswell, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta's Catholic radio station, AM 1160, The Quest.
Welcome back to this hour of AM 1160's Live in the Spirit Fall Pledge Drive. I'm Patty DeCraney, and I'm joined by my good friend and co-host, Anne-Marie Benline, along with Annie Porter, our production manager. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the Quest with your prayers and your financial help. If the Holy Spirit prompts you, please feel free to call 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com to donate now. We are called to evangelize, and just by telling others about the station, you are doing just that. Please continue to share the Quest with your friends and family. Annie, did you want to give us a little update?
Sure thing. So we've had a couple callers this hour so far, some monthly donors who came through for us, and we've got Janet C. to thank in Dunwoody and Mary Pat D, and I'm not sure where she's from, but
Dunwoody.
We thank you. Ah, Dunwoody,
yes,
as well.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Mary Pat and Janet.
Yes. So thank you, ladies, for calling and donating, and we're looking for your call next because I would love to announce your name and give you a thanks for donating and supporting the Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio station. So give us a call at 470-508-1160, or if you don't want to call us, you can go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
Thank you.
And don't forget, we've got that $1,000 match going on.
That's right.
So take advantage.
All right. We've got two gifts right now. We need 10 more. 12 apostles. Remember that. We have a special guest
with
us. Aren't you excited about this special guest?
Yes, yes, yes. We have three presidents, couple past presidents, and one current president of the Christ Child Society of Atlanta. That's awesome. Three remarkable women, right? Terry Wortham, she's a parishioner at St. Bridget Catholic Church in Alpharetta, and she's the current co-president of the Christ Child Society of Atlanta. We're honored to have you join us, Terry.
Thank you, Patty. I am so happy to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the quest to help your pledge drive while introducing the Christ Child Society of Atlanta to your audience.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, Anne Marie explained how the National Christ Child Society was started. Can you tell us how the Atlanta chapter was started?
Sure. My daughter, Lindsay, went to St. Jude the Apostle, where I met you and Anne Marie. The Holy Spirit was definitely at work. Many of us moms had children who were heading off into different directions for high school. Some were going to Blessed Trinity. Some were going to Pius. Some were going to Marist. Some were going to public school. So, throughout the spiritual life that we had at St. Jude, we enjoyed doing service projects together. And we wanted to maintain that connection that we had while serving God. Mm-hmm. And I was approached by two other moms to form the Atlanta chapter of the National Christ Child Society, which you just heard is dedicated to serving at-risk and needy children. And we wanted to bring that to Atlanta because, there's a saying that says that you need to find out what breaks your heart. And then go do that. If you want to know what the Holy Spirit wants you to do, find out what breaks your heart and then go do that. And
I love that, Terry.
And what breaks my heart is the fact that there's children that don't have books to read. There's children that don't know how to read. There's children that need to be fed. There's children that need all kinds of help, especially special needs children. So that's what we're here to do, to serve them. But getting back to how I got started is that we had our first president, and she had a co-president with her, but it was Casey Long, and her mom had been the president of the Cleveland chapter in Cleveland, Ohio. And she said, well, I can help you set it up. And we set up the very first chapter here in Atlanta. And in 2003, we had our very first meeting in my living room.
Oh, your living room. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Mary Virginia Merrick in the kitchen. Yeah. And it's funny how the Holy Spirit works. Kitchen tables, dens.
That's right.
But at the beginning of this radio station, where was it, Annie?
Carol's dining room table.
Oh, there had to have been food, right? And probably wine. Wow, it's hard to believe that the chapter is 17 years old. That's really hard to believe. How many members are there now, Terry?
Well, this is going to be even harder to believe because just from starting out with nothing, we now have 114 members, but we're looking for more. So,
of course.
The interesting thing here is that even though we are Catholic-based, we are open to members of all faiths, and especially anyone who would like to serve us in serving needy children in the Atlanta area. We'd love to have you that with us, and we are kicking off our membership drive right now. So we are open to people of all faiths, and we certainly serve children
everywhere.
Of all faiths and no faith. Definitely you do not have to be Catholic to be a member of our organization.
And did you say there's some men? You don't need to be a woman either.
You don't
a woman
have to be
either.
A woman. You know, it's interesting. Women are drawn to us, but we do have a man. He is in our national organization that's a chapter president.
Oh, so, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, he's the president.
Yeah.
Wow. We could use some men in our group, especially doing some heavy lifting there at the garden. But we'll talk about that in a minute.
Big boxes of books.
Big boxes of books. I know. Christ Child Society of Atlanta needs more members, right? We need more hands and feet to do Christ's work. We need to be able to serve more children in our community. And we know there's a lot of children in our community that need us. And we need AM 1160 needs more listeners to evangelize, spread the word. And would you please consider making a donation to help keep us on the air? Please call 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or donate online at thequestatlanta.com. Use that tricky little app that you just downloaded. Terry, how do people find you so that we can help grow that membership?
Well, that's a great question, Patty. And we actually have a variety of ways. First of all, we have a website, so you can go to ChristChildAtlanta.org. But we also have a social media presence on Instagram and Facebook. So you can just search for the Christ Child Society on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we're known for Christ Child Atlanta on Insta. So either one of those ways is a great way to find us.
Okay. And the website, one more time?
Is ChristChildAtlanta.org.
Okay. Tell us some of the things that the members are doing now. And Anne-Marie and I know what they were doing. But I know there's some new programs and outreaches.
There's lots. And we have many different outreach partners, which provide unique ways to serve children. And our members actually decide how they want to volunteer by signing up each month. We actually use Sign Up Genius.
Right.
So, for example, some women will rock newborn babies at the Grady NIC unit. And actually, right now, due to COVID, we're not allowed to go in and do that.
Right.
But we have other ways that we're serving them. We have members that are they're sewing masks. And they're called giraffe covers, but they're really the isolate covers for the preemies. And if you don't sew, you don't have to be a sewer. You can donate to help us with that.
Anne-Marie.
We also have other things that we do, such as tend to an organic garden and work with special needs children. And others assemble and distribute layettes to expectant mothers.
Where do all these layettes go, and how many have you assembled?
Well, we
have we assembled.
We've assembled over 3,000 layettes.
Oh my gosh.
And we distribute them to 6 different agencies throughout the Atlanta area, including Grady Hospital, Mercy Care Clinic. And yesterday I was listening to the Quest programming, and Pregnancy Aid was mentioned. And
they're one of our outreaches.
We deliver layettes to them as well.
Awesome. Well, the signature program. I know that layettes are signature for national. We all do that. But there's also Atlanta's signature program is Elizabeth's Garden at the Elaine Clark Center. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, I would love to. And I also want to, first of all, thank you for your help in establishing Elizabeth's Garden.
Mm. Both Anne-Marie and I.
Both of you.
She was president.
That was an exciting time for us to find and to implement a signature program. Remember?
Yes, it was very exciting. You know, each individual chapter has to have their signature program, and we were going along
we were scared.
Yeah, but
you
were president while I was digging in the dirt, you know, so it worked out just perfect.
Yeah.
So explain it a little bit to us.
So we established an organic garden in memory of Elizabeth Huffner, who is one of our past presidents. And also, she was a teacher at St. Jude. And she was actually my daughter Lindsay's fifth grade teacher and one of her favorites. So we have various fruits and vegetables that are planted throughout the year and cultivated by our volunteers and students. And in 2018, we added a toddler playground designed to meet the needs of the youngest students at the Elaine Clark Center. And it's a multi-sensory classroom, outdoor classroom, and it provides hours of enjoyment for the students. And some people say it's one of the best playgrounds in Atlanta. And we also conduct cooking classes with the children. So if you can imagine helping a special needs child pull a carrot out of the ground, and then we go back to the classroom and prepare cooked carrots with some fresh rosemary that we've pulled from the herb garden, or we in the summer pick berries and make strawberry smoothies with those.
Yum.
So we do have actually it's hard to believe how fast time flies, but we have our 10-year anniversary for the garden that we'll be celebrating this year. Actually, the celebration due to COVID will be next spring, but the anniversary is actually this year.
Oh, is it? It was in September, wasn't it?
Yeah. October, actually.
October. Yeah. Okay, this month.
Right now. Yeah.
Is 10-year anniversary.
I remember that day.
Oh, I do, too.
Do you
too.
Remember?
Of course. Of course. Yeah, that was a beautiful
it
day.
It was a gorgeous day.
A beautiful day in October. And, you know, this in this garden, we're also harvesting and not only helping the children, but the staff.
Yes.
You know, that may not have ever pulled a carrot out and didn't know. I mean, there's so many people that don't know really where it you know, where food can come from. And so it has, you know, not just in the school, but it's gone far into the community as
well.
And
I think we didn't even think about that really when we first put the garden in, there would be crops. You know, there would be vegetables for the staff to take home and for the children to take home to their families, that there would be that much.
Yeah. Christ definitely kissed and blessed it. What else do the members focus on?
Well, we focus on a lot of other things, but one of the other major initiatives that we have is literacy. We have several efforts under our what we call Let's Learn program, including many volunteer activities where we read to children and we encourage parents to read to their children at home. And in addition to our volunteer literacy efforts, we actually financially support summer enrichment programs on academics. So back in 2017, I believe, these camp sessions that we have promote and reinforce their reading and math skills with extremely good results. We've had
wonderful,
great testing results with the children and their math and reading scores that they have over these programs. In this past year, in 2019, we expanded our efforts from 1 to 3 schools. And this past year, in spite of the pandemic, we funded 2 programs at these schools. And under the Let's Learn program, we have a Let's Read program, and that puts books in the hands of children who may not have otherwise have access to them. Mm-hmm. And we have several bookshelves all throughout Atlanta in a variety of places, especially clinics throughout the city where we stock them regularly with gently used books. And each child that comes to that clinic, they might be a sibling of a child, a newborn, and that child gets to take a book home with them, and we encourage the parents to read at home, which is so important.
How do you get all these books?
Well, that's a great question, and we're extremely grateful for our community partners, especially Atlanta schools who hold book drives for us, and we also encourage neighborhood subdivisions. If you're a listener right now and you're thinking of, I would like to help this organization, you could conduct a book drive for us.
I'd like to clean out my basement.
Yes. But because of this, we have over 30,000 books that we have, and we're able to deliver to 11 different outreach partners. So that puts books in the hands of children that might not otherwise have them. And speaking of the community partners, we couldn't do what we do without the help of so many in the community. And we really are grateful for all the support that our chapter has received from our members, businesses, and churches in the Archdiocese of Atlanta and in the community throughout.
We couldn't do without the help of our listeners as well. Annie, can you give us an update on donations?
Sure can. And I just want to say we're only 3 away from making our goal of 12 gifts.
Yay!
So we're looking for 3 more calls. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Looking for 3 more calls so we can ring this bell in here because we'll meet our goal.
Oh, we get to ring a bell.
Oh, yeah, you get to ring the bell. Okay. I know.
Come
we need
on.
Those 3 more calls.
Yeah.
So we want to say thank you to Janet C. and Dunwoody, Mary Pat D., Bernie B. Wants to say hello to Anne Marie, and he's calling from St. George Island.
Thank you, Bernie.
Paula K. wants to donate in honor of Patty, and she's from Roswell. Patty
Thanks,
A.
Paula.
In Sandy Springs, in memory of Mary Virginia Merrick.
Oh, yay.
Darren D. is calling from Tracy, California. And
Thanks,
says,
Dare.
He says, thank you for hosting today, Patty. All glory to our Lord Jesus. Christine C. in Dunwoody says, hi, Patty. And she made a donation as well. Susan S. in Atlanta. And I'm still getting a few more in here, so I'll have another little update once we wrap in about 5 minutes. So, but 3 more calls is
Yay.
All we need to meet our goal.
Yay.
So come on, give us a call, 470-508-1160.
Oh, thank you. Thank you to everyone that's called in so far. And I've got a message from Carol Wood. She called to say she wanted to salute all people around the country and those now listening who have been faithful to the Blessed Mother and the Rosary today, which is Holy Rosary today. Yes. And for the weeks before, for all the weeks before, the 54 days of doing the rosary for our country. Thank you. Back to the Christ Child, Terry, what other volunteer opportunities are there?
Well, we have so many. Since our chapter began, we've had a regular team of women who rock the newborn babies in every Friday in the Grady Nick unit. There is a little bit of a application process, an orientation process you have to go through for that. We also have ladies that assist in the lunch line at Cristo Rey. Mm-hmm. And, nice. Mm-hmm. You know, due to COVID, we've had to change our volunteer efforts a little bit. We're not able right now to do that and interact with the students, but we are able to help with food drives. So we have the families coming through, and we actually collect the food and help give that out with Cristo Rey. We have volunteers that work in the Pregnancy Aid Center boutique in Roswell one afternoon per month. We help manage the stock of baby items and assist with other office duties to help the staff. We've had a very good volunteer presence at St. Peter Claver School since 2015. Each year, our role really changes based on the needs of the students and the staff. We were there yesterday. We had three volunteers there, and we had a great day helping out.
That's really fun. I've done some of that where you work in the library and you're reading with students and helping them. Yeah, it's really fun.
It is.
They're adorable.
Yeah,
and they love
They're
us.
They're adorable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We have other agencies that I haven't had time to mention specifically, but we have the Children's Development Academy in Roswell, Catholic Charities, Birthright Atlanta, and Bright Futures Academy at the City of Refuge, just to name a few. But in addition to doing all this wonderful service and helping children, I would also like to add that we do have fun social events.
Yeah, can't forget that, Terry.
We have masses. We have a beautiful memorial mass. Father Ketter was on the quest yesterday, but he is our spiritual director, and he does a lot of wonderful things for us. And,
love you, Father Ketter.
We do. So he actually was able to say a mass and specialize a homily for us just last month. But we have fundraisers, and we have an auction and a fashion show coming up next year.
That's right.
It was postponed.
It was postponed.
Do we have a date on that?
We do.
We do.
What is it?
Saturday, April 24th. It's basically 1 year late.
Okay. All right. So it's on a Saturday.
We're going through it.
It's on a Saturday. Okay. So all right. Put it on your calendars, everybody.
And I just want to say too, Terry, that you talked about, despite COVID, you know, some of our efforts, really have come to a halt, our in-person efforts. But really, we've done some considerable fundraising.
Absolutely.
We have just put the word out, and our ladies have. Answered that call.
Yes,
they have come through.
Our members have really responded. We jokingly called it the COVID button on our website, and it was amazing the response
that
we got.
Well, Anne Marie, you would notice that as treasurer.
Yes.
You know, are there any closing comments that you would like to make, Terry?
Yes, Patty. Again, we want to thank the Quest for having us today. We're so grateful for the opportunity to share the story of the Christ Child Society of Atlanta and the National Christ Child Society. Mm-hmm. We've been characterized as a group of overachieving women, but the secret is we enjoy serving the smallest of God's miracles, and we have so much fun doing it. But we do ask for prayers for our chapter to continue our mission, and we know that the Holy Spirit is guiding us.
Tell us again your website.
Yep, it is ChristChildAtlanta.org, or you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram is ChristChildAtlanta, and under Facebook, we're at the Christ Child Society of Atlanta.
And can you finish us with the Christ Child Society prayer?
Yes, this is our national prayer for the Christ Child Society. So, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Remember in the sacrifice of your own and only child, all children everywhere throughout the world, and grant that, like your Son, as they increase in years,
They may grow in grace and wisdom before you, and in the sight of all, for the improvement and saving of the world. Jesus, the friend of little children, bless the little children of the world.
Thank you so much, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Annie, what's the word?
So I also want to give a shout out to Steve from VisionWorks, and he's calling from Duluth, and he made a donation because he wants Patty to get a mug. So
that's my brother. Thank you, Steve.
He wishes much success to the quest. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you to Steve and all those who've called in. I think we might be one away from our 12 because I saw some on the line, but we need one more person to call. So 470-508-1160 so we can meet that goal. But you can call on the break. There's still 5 minutes left in this hour. We'll be on a break, but it will still count if you call now. So 470-508-1160 or go online to thequestatlanta.com. And we will be back at 5 o'clock with John Horton and Mike Moores from Cathedral of Christ the King. And they're going to be talking about some jokes, I think. So stay tuned.
Thank you.